This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. During a summit in Brussels Thursday, the European Union approved more than $50 billion in funding for Ukraine. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The leaders of the 27 European Union countries sealed a deal to provide Ukraine with a new $54 billion support package. European Council President Charles Michel announced the agreement about only an hour into the leaders' summit in Brussels. The financial aid package comes despite staunch objections from Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban. It was not immediately clear if any concessions were made to secure his approval. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel said Thursday its troops battled Hamas militants across the Gaza Strip, including killing dozens of fighters in central and northern Gaza, while Israeli airstrikes hit Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Strip. The fighting went on as negotiators of a proposed new ceasefire waited to hear of progress in securing an agreement between Israel and Hamas that would bring a short-term halt in fighting and the release of prisoners held by Hamas in Gaza. The outline for the proposal came out of talks in Paris among U.S., Israeli, Qatari, and Egyptian officials earlier this week. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh was expected to travel to Cairo to discuss the plan. Asked about the details of the proposal during a briefing Wednesday at the White House, National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said no pieces were final until the deal itself was final. He says if there is an agreement, he would like to see a longer pause than the November ceasefire, which lasted about a week.
That helps facilitate the movement of so many more hostages out. You can get more people out if there's a longer cease and a longer stoppage in the fighting. But so it can also give us an opportunity to increase the flow of humanitarian assistance in.
More than 100 hostages taken by Hamas during its October 7th terror attack on Israel were released during the November ceasefire in exchange for 240 Palestinians jailed by Israel. This is VOA News. South Africa's foreign minister Naledi Pandor said Wednesday international powers should not fund Israel's military, saying the World Court has indicated that genocide is plausibly taking place in Gaza. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Naledi Pandor was speaking after the International Court of Justice last week ordered Israel to take all measures in its power to prevent its troops from committing genocide.
This necessarily imposes an obligation on all states to cease funding and facilitating Israel's military actions.
The ICJ stopped short of ordering a ceasefire, as requested by South Africa as plaintiff, but did also tell Israel to take steps to improve the humanitarian situation of Palestinians in Gaza. It could take years before a ruling on the core of South Africa's case, whether genocide has occurred in Gaza.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. A new poll says U.S. adults are feeling a little better about the U.S. economy, but it's not boosting U.S. President Joe Biden's popularity. Associated Press correspondent Donna Water reports.
35% of U.S. adults who answered the poll, conducted by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, call the national economy good. That's an uptick from late last year's 30% and the 24% from a year ago. While 65% still call the economy poor, that's an improvement from the 75% who called it poor a year ago. And even though stocks have recently been near record highs, economic growth has accelerated, and inflation has returned closer to the Federal Reserve's 2% target, the poll gives President Joe Biden an only 38% approval rating. His approval rating on handling the economy is 35%. Donna Water, Washington.
Residents of central Norway woke up Thursday to scenes of havoc and with homes without power following the country's most powerful storm in more than three decades. Hurricane-force winds hit parts of the Scandinavian country with gusts of up to 180 kilometers per hour. Meanwhile, the first of two back-to-back so-called atmospheric rivers is drenching northern California. Heavy rain and gusty winds began hitting the north on Wednesday, and much of the San Francisco Bay Area and the Central Coast are under flood watches into Friday morning. The storm triggered statewide emergency preparations. U.S. National Weather Service forecaster lead meteorologist Bob Orovec told the Associated Press the same storm that flooded roads in the north is moving further south Thursday.
The atmospheric river that was aimed mostly across northern and central California yesterday is progressing more towards the southeast, and it'll be taking aim at mostly southern California today, Los Angeles to San Diego area, including the mountains to the north of Los Angeles and the mountains to the east of San Diego.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.